Figs and grapes. Our figs and grapes are ripening together. Delicious. They are signs and symbols of blessing. Solomon's reign was Israel's golden age. From north to south, everyone was living in peace and prosperity. During Solomon's lifetime, Judah and Israel from Dan to Beersheba lived in safety, each man under his own vine and fig tree. 1 Kings 4:25. The sweetness of the fig and grape are used to illustrate romance in Song of Solomon 2:13. The fig tree forms its early fruit. The blossoming vines spread their fragrance. Arise, come, my darling, my beautiful one, come with me. When the days were dark, Micah prophesied a future of happiness and security by saying, "Every man will sit under his own vine and under his own fig tree, and no one will make them afraid. For the Lord Almighty has spoken." Micah 4:4. God is so much bigger than fruit trees. One of the most powerful demonstrations of faith in Scripture comes from Habakkuk. He professes to worship the Lord even with total crop failure. Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vine, yet will I rejoice in the Lord, I will be joyful in God my Savior. Habakkuk 3:17-18. Zechariah's blessing for the messianic future hails the ultimate golden age. In that day, each of you will invite his neighbor to sit under his vine and fig tree, declares the Lord Almighty. Zechariah 3:10. The Lord Jesus used the fig tree as a sign that the kingdom was near. You might be interested to know that the fig does not produce any visible flower. It goes straight into fruit production. Don't look for normal as the kingdom emerges. You may or may not have vines and fig trees in your yard. But may this be your season of messianic security and peace as you bear fruit by the Holy Spirit. Fruit that remains.